So hi, on the Grinds Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
I'm here with.
I'm Donnie.
I'm Noel.
I'm Lalo, and we're Grimster.
There are some questions today about the upcoming self-titled album, so congrats on that, by the way. How do you guys feel about the response, the announcement so far?
I'm very excited. I've read two reviews, and that's it. But both of them, I was like, oh, it's exciting to hear what people think of it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
This album, bro. It's so good. I was listening through it earlier today. I was fucking blown away. It's so good. I enjoyed the last record, but this one, a step up. So good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's sweet. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's definitely me personally, like, the most proud of any, like, body of music that I've put out in the world. So I'm very excited about it, and I'm glad you like it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So is there any reason behind this being your self-titled record, and is there any meaning behind the cover art?
Yes. Does anyone want to go?
No, you can do it.
Self-titled, kind of like, this feels like we're kind of like in our final form, and it's been like so many years of getting to this point, and now we have like our final lineup. We have Alex like permanently in the band now and like actually like writing on the songs, so it kind of like, it is the same band, but it really feels like it has taken like a completely new form now, especially with this album. So self-titling it is kind of like almost like a rebrand, you know, where we're just like, okay, this is what we are, you know. No fancy names, no little like cute names, it is just us. Simply put.
Yeah.
I don't remember the second part of the question.
Cover art.
Cover art meaning? Well,
oh, the art. It's kind of funny. We were like at the studio. We had one day off. We were there for 3 weeks. And on our day off, we went to go do laundry. And we were just like, there was nothing around to do. So we were just stranded at this laundromat for like hours. And we had disposable cameras with us. And so we were just like taking picture, and it was super pretty too, because it was New Jersey, like in the fall. So all the leaves were changing. We were like playing in piles of leaves and stuff. And so we went there kind of like with the intention of just taking a bunch of like disposable photos. And if anything kind of like, you know, like clicked as something that we could use for art, we were going to use it. And then that day we were just like, well, we're stranded at the laundromat. Let's just take a bunch of pictures. And then when we looked through, we're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now, hell yeah. This was recorded at Barbershop, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Beautiful area. Absolutely nothing to do up there. So, like within 10 miles of the studio.
Which I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very cool.
No distractions. Like, at all.
Yeah. Exactly. Secluded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was our first time. Yeah. Yeah. It was our first time recording an album that way, where we wrote most of it in studio, and kind of like, you know, we stayed at the studio. So it was the first time like really immersing ourselves in the process. And I think that kind of leans into the cover art. It's like, it really is one whole, like, it's the experience that we had there. Like this, like it encapsulates it or something, you know?
It really does. And all the photos too, with the vinyl, like on the insert and like the back cover and stuff, it's all just photos that we took while we were there recording it, you know. So like the art and the song, everything is just those like 3 weeks kind of like bundled together essentially, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
So can you guys tell us a little bit about your writing process for the album?
Yes, who wants to go?
Either of you two. Yeah,
I think, I mean, it was the first time that we really sat down, or not literally sat down, but like got together and just wrote a song from the beginning to end together. In the past, we had kind of like worked on things on the side and brought it and, you know, finished the song and, you know, have drawn or just, you know, different approaches. And it was the first time where we were, you know, just coming in on Monday night and just seeing what we come up with. And even if it was like, oh, let's pick a couple chords and see if we can turn it into a song. I mean, you know, we would. And then, like, the second half of the album was all written in studio. We've never done that before either. So I think it was like very challenging, but extremely natural at the same time. And challenging in the sense because it was like new to us, but Supernatural, because like we had just come off months of touring together. We had never been tighter at any moment, so it was just like the perfect time to like go record an album. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have two things to piggyback on that. It was, it's always been like collaborative the way we've written, but this one was like next level, where we were really truly like contributing like what we do in the band. And like that, like there wasn't a song that we brought a skeleton of, like someone didn't write a song and was like, here's like the full thing, do you want to just embellish it? It was like fully like, you do whatever you want on drums, you two do whatever you're gonna do on guitar, I'm gonna do whatever I do on bass. Like, so that was really cool. And yeah, we had never gotten to record having been a band that had been on tour before, which is all like, because Underwhelmed and Fever Dream, both of those, we had like never been on a US tour before. We'd done like maybe two little like week-long kind of like house show tours, but nothing ever like we had done coming into this. So it was kind of crazy.
Absolutely. Now, writing in the studio, was there any sort of pressure with that? Or was it very natural for you guys?
I would say there's pressure for sure, but it I feel like it shakes off pretty quick. Because there is kind of that feeling, like, at least for me, you know, I can only speak for my experience for sure, but like there were definitely times like sitting in the drum room and they're like, you know, they're in the control room, we've all got headphones on and like listening back and like just trying to, you know, have the foresight to like track what I want to track and know that it's going to be good. But I think, yeah, like after the first day and then like 30 minutes into each day, it kind of like shakes off, you get into the groove, and then you're kind of just all collaborating again. But I would say I definitely felt a lot of that, like, you know, like this is, it's being recorded right now. And, you know, but also like realizing that the drums aren't going anywhere. We're here for 3 weeks. I can hop back in there and punch something in if I wanted to. And so like it wore away, you know, gradually, but I definitely felt some.
So, you know, since you guys had a little bit of both of writing ahead of time and in the studio, which one do you guys prefer, you know, moving forward or just with this record in general?
I liked both, because it was cool to go in there with our, I think we had like 8 songs or so when we went in. And then it was so fun to like learn how to write in the studio, that like we're like, this is what we sound like independently, here's what it's like here. And it just kind of took a whole different like form from the album that we brought to the studio. I think that didn't answer the questions. My bad.
I think it did.
It's fine. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
I mean, Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I mean, even two of the 8 that we brought in, we didn't use for the album.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
So a lot of them were written there, and just a short thing. But yeah, I think, I mean, I like doing kind of a split thing, like coming prepared where you feel like you have a good chunk of music, but knowing that like we can be creative and have it be good. And I mean, because a lot of the new songs that we wrote there are like my favorite songs we've ever done. So it's totally. So that feels good, and that gives me confidence to do it again.
Yeah, yeah, I agree completely with Lalo. Like, it feels good to have songs heading into it, just so we can kind of, you know, get acclimated, get, you know, get in the in that kind of zone, and then the freedom from there to write or, you know, scrap song, or like, you know, maybe not focus on a couple of songs that we brought in or had when we came, and focus on, you know, whatever kind of vibe we were catching in the studio. Yeah, I definitely like the kind of like split half and half, and then the freedom to do, you know, whatever once you're there.
Hell yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
And I think the studio enabled a lot of that too. Like, I think having the crew there, Brett, like the assistants, all that stuff really, really, really made that possible. Because like in the past, I think we, you know, I mean, obviously we were less experienced, but we would come in with like just enough songs to make it an album, you know? And this time we were like a ton of it there, and we had extra stuff that we didn't use, and we were able to really kind of like just be more creative. And I think a lot of that was the studio. And I think I mean, I'm sure we could do it anywhere, but I think like just doing it there made it even easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because also we just had hours on end to just like work. You know, we were pulling like noon to 3 a.m. days like the entire time we were there.
It was pretty nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, we were doing like 13, 14 hours, you know, so there's so much time to make stuff. We probably could have made like one or two more songs. Wow. If we just went off to the wall, but
so what song off the album took longest to write, and which one is each of your own personal favorite?
Well, longest to write, I don't, maybe, what do you guys think?
It had to have been one of the ones we brought there. Bones was like,
Bones took you a lot, like the vocal, your
true.
Yeah, lyrics took a while for Bones.
That was so fucking stressful.
Because that was something we came in with and didn't finish until like the last one.
Basically, because we were like, we have this piece of a song and we have like no clue what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And then we were working on it, and for like close till the end, I was like, dude, I do not know what to do with this. And then.
So what kind of helped you push through and finish that song? What helped that that writer's block?
Speed walking and like listening to it over and over and over and over. Sometimes I'd like walk in circles and listen to it, close my eyes and listen to it. Just like I was listening to the instrumental, because we had the song, and I think we didn't even have the choruses sung. It was just instrumental. And every morning I'd wake up and power walk to the Dunkin' Donuts and listen to it, be like, ah! And then finally it came one day. It's crazy. Yeah. Dear God.
And then favorite songs, or two favorite songs? Was that it?
It's just favorite song, but people give like top three sometimes. We're not really mad at it.
Yeah, yeah. I can definitely think of one. That's my favorite, I think. I think Brand's Motto is my favorite song that we've recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so cool. Like that like riff and like just making it was fun, like everything
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
It is super catchy. Mine Burn is probably Burn. Yeah, mine too.
Aww, Jinx. Twinning them.
What's Alex's? Alex's, I would assume, I don't know, man. Alex has got
crazy taste sometimes.
I would assume let's take guesses. I would guess
maybe Sun.
I know they like Bones for some reason. It's like
they do.
But I like, don't they do don't I like Bones a lot. Bones is probably my second favorite. I think Alex likes Brand's Motto a lot too. I think that might be theirs. That's what I'm gonna guess. That's my, if we're taking votes, that's my vote. Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, how'd the track list for your album come about? Did you guys write the opener be the opener, closer be a closer? Just shuffle around and see what fits? What was that process like?
The only thing we came in with was like, Waste should be the last song. That's all we had, really. Beyond that, we were kind of considering having SSB be like the first song. What did we open our set with on that Jawbreaker Joyce Manor tour?
It was
was it SSB?
No. It was Gray, which is so weird.
That's crazy.
No, yeah. It's not. Was it Gray? Think, really?
Yes.
I think it was. That's actually insane. No, that doesn't sound right. Anyways,
that doesn't sound right at all. I don't know.
That feels wrong. But anyways, no, we had no idea. And like, Wither was written later in track in like all the recording process. And then we were kind of like, oh, this like could actually be a cool opener, and then just decided to go with it. We didn't really know at all until like the very end, except for Waste was kind of always the like, nothing else could be the last track in our opinion, the way we thought about it. But yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
And yeah, no, I agree. I didn't really have an idea of what would go where besides Waste. And I think actually, I might be remembering this wrong, but I think Brett might have done like a track listing, kind of just like threw it together.
Brett did do one, yeah.
And then we listened to it and we're like, and it was basically like, oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
almost
we
did, there. I remember.
It was almost there. We right. moved like a few things around, but for the most yeah. part, like I think he did was like, all right, like, we're going to start on track listing. I'm just going to kind of put yeah. it where I think it should go.
I remember. You guys
let me know. Yeah.
Once we got it, I remember him being like, dude, like, I've never been able to like see it just be the track listing so fast before. It was like one little tweak and we were like, oh, there it is.
yeah, yeah. Like I think we flip flopped like two like, songs and that ended up being the track listing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hell yeah.
So props to Brett.
Shout out Brett.
yeah. Shout out Brett. I'm right. So would you guys be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this album?
I think like a lot of excitement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, we're writing it, knowing that we're like writing with Alex, and that's exciting, and we're really digging the song so far. You know, we have this tour with like Jawbreaker coming up, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And then we just like kind of knew what our next like 4 or 5 months looked like, and that felt really awesome. Good. So that gave us, I think, a lot of comfort and excitement to just really like get into it and be excited about the songs. And then just with the new experience of being in New Jersey and working with Brett and being at that studio that we've been like super excited to check out, I think it was just overall like a very like exciting period.
Yeah, creating it in the studio, I think that was probably the best month of my life, possibly.
Oh,
yeah, it's up there for sure.
It was definitely it's definitely something. It's up there.
Yeah. I felt changed when we came back. I was like, oh my god. Different.
yeah I can't think of a better like whole month in my life.
Exactly.
Easily so,
yeah, that's real. That is very real.
It's so good to hear. It's always like not rare anymore, I guess, but it's always just heartwarming to hear like we had a good experience creating this album, because sometimes a lot of people are like, god, I had to go back to the deepest part of my fucking life to make this album. I was depressed the entire way through, which is, you know, how some people process, but it was just, it's always good to hear.
It's funny because
like
if the album is so depressing if you listen to the lyrics, but making it was such a positive leading up to it, you know, whatever, you can hear it and everything that it says it's about, but recording it, it was like
hell yeah,
very good like contrast.
Absolutely. For sure. yeah balance.
So how do you guys recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first time? Should you do in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is it a workout album, party album? What do you guys personally recommend?
One thing I would say is listen to it as the track list intends. Do not fucked up.
Yeah, shuffling is insane on an album.
Yeah, shuffling an album on first listen is ridiculous.
I don't know.
I would say like loud in a car is always fun.
Definitely like loud no matter what.
Yeah, or like blast it while you're like cleaning or something, or you know, that kind of thing.
Bike ride.
I would say
blast on a bike ride. It sounds good to me. Yeah, running, moving, like
a walk is good. Yeah,
speed walking.
Or with people.
Yes, walking around in circles.
Yeah. Walk in circles and listen to it.
Speed walking to your nearest Dunkin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, hell yeah. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your heads. I want you guys to describe this album for new listeners in 3 words. 3 words each, 9 total, no more, no less.
Okay.
I'm just going to go. It's fun. It's fast. It's new.
Good. Hell yeah.
Come fast and I have them.
Oh, okay. I have mine. I'll go first in case Donnie has the same ones. Yeah. I would say... you go first. I forgot.
I think it's rambunctious, relatable, honest.
Nice.
Wait, what was the second one?
Relatable.
Nice.
Ooh, okay. Hell yeah.
That was one of mine. I was going to say driving, relatable, and catchy.
That's good.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very catchy. Wonderful. Yeah, very catchy.
For sure.
So in that same trip.
Alex would be like, I don't know.
Alex,
be like,
sometimes they're more of like a, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. You'd be like,
It's either or. Whatever. You're not really
cigarettes sure. and beer.
I know, right?
Oh man,
that's great. So in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the album?
I think it's cathartic.
Yeah,
when I listen to it, I feel that way.
I want them to feel understood. I want them to be like, "Damn, me too."
That's a good one.
Awesome. That's how I would feel if I listened to it. I'd be like, "We're all cursed." Phew.
Yeah. That's a very good one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna piggyback on Donnie's answer.
All right.
Nice.
Hell yeah. So, are you guys able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this album, positive or negative?
Standout things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, standout moments, memories.
Ooh. Oh. I have a moment that I really liked. I remember when it was like, I don't even know when we were recording, what song we were recording. It's when we were listening back on Just For Fun. The first time we kind of heard it like layered in the beginning when the crazy guitar lead comes in. We were like watching Brett like doing his like producer thing. And we were like, oh my God, like this guy is insane. And then he like played for the first time. And I remember we looked at each other and we were like, oh yeah. My God, like how does it sound like that? It was crazy. Mm-hmm. That was a crazy moment. I was like, what is this shit going to sound like when we're done?
Yeah.
I think a positive standout moment for me was like, there was a couple times where like Alex was working on leads and like some solo stuff. And sometimes they would just rip something and I'm like, that is so sick. You know, like, yeah. It's like, you know, you're hearing it like for the first time and knowing that like that's going to be on like your record and like, you're excited about that. And just like I remember there was one point where Donnie was tracking bass and just really like and me and
the
were
like, the song.
Like
yeah,
we're like that's crazy. So I think just like kind of admiring each other's like musicianship was really fun. And then a stressful thing I think was just like there was moments at the end trying to like add cool little things and just like overthinking it and being like, is this the right thing? Is that the right thing we should do? Like, that part was a little stressful, but I mean, when it comes to recording, if that's the most stressful thing, then it's it went pretty good.
Yeah.
I was writing the vocals for Bones. That was, like, by far the most stressful part of the process. Writing the lyrics was really hard. Writing the, like, melodies was really hard. It was crazy, but I did it, so.
Damn right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And Phil?
Today.
I didn't know if someone was going to say something. So for the last couple questions, we're going to shift completely away from music. So if you could be one animal for the rest of your life, what animal would you be and why?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let me think about this one. Actually, I know what I would be.
What?
I'd be a bear, like a brown bear.
Hell yeah.
You know,
chill
just
as hell.
Hang around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Salmon, hibernate.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Yeah.
Right.
It's got to be.
I'd probably be
that's a good one.
Yeah, they're just up in the tree. They have like cool tails. They can like swing and climb. They eat fruit. I love them.
I like when they stand under the lamp and they're like.
Yeah, dude, they're awesome.
Yeah, what was it? What was it? I missed it.
A lemur.
Oh, a lemur. Nice.
Lemur. Yeah. Hell yeah. Badass.
I'd probably be, I mean, they don't live very long, but I'd probably be a raccoon. Because, like, you kind of have, like, thumbs and you eat.
Yeah.
Mischievous.
Yeah, you kind of just, like, do things slightly misunderstood, but you're, like, chill. You know?
Exactly.
Do
they go in people's houses and start eating their pets' food and shit? They're just, like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
hey
yeah.
Man,
Monson.
You left it out.
Yeah.
And raccoons are kind of cool with cats. Like, they don't, like, fight or anything. So I could be, like, you know, cats and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Alex would probably pick a snake.
Oh.
Just because Alex
yeah,
has
right.
Yeah. That's my only thought. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, if you could have lunch with any celebrity or artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
It sounds lame. It's not that lame. But I feel like I'd pick Kurt Cobain because he just like feel he's got like a good moral compass, so he's got to be a cool guy. Obviously, like, amazing songwriter, so that's cool. And what are the odds? I feel like I could, like, perchance meet a celebrity and have a lunch with anyone, so I feel like I gotta go, like, dead, you know, like someone that's like, impossible to meet.
Sure.
So if all the dead people, that sounds mean, but if all the people that have left this earth, I would go Kurt Cobain.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would go get like steaks with Patsy Cline. I don't know why. Yeah, I've always got this vibe that she was like a cool hang, you know, like she'd probably have some whiskey after, you know, like I don't know. I just get like a sick vibe.
That's a cool one.
Hell yeah.
Mine might be a little bit weird, but I would probably get lunch with Justin Bieber because I always those no listen.
No, I'm not
of paparazzi like harassing him, and he's like, dude, leave me alone, I'm just trying to chill. And I feel like we could get lunch and just be normal together, and I feel like he really needs that. I feel bad for him, so I'd want him to like have a normal friend, you know, have a normal like lunch where no one bothers him.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, that's so nice of you.
Yeah.
Like, he looks so tortured in all those paparazzi videos. I gotta
step in.
I feel like Jesus would also be a cool one too.
Arch, I can bring it down there now. Hold on.
What did you say? Oh, Alex is here.
I'm just gonna bring it down. Alex is home.
Oh, nice.
I'll probably do Jesus too. One question left for Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nice. One question left for you.
Hi, Alex. We have one question left.
Oh my God, that's Jesus.
So for this last question, boom, you're on a desert island. You can bring one movie, one album, and one person. Who and what are you guys bringing?
Oh my God.
movie, person, album?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fuck.
I think I know.
I hate this question. Good.
Movie, person, album.
I think I would bring Animals by Pink Floyd as my album.
Okay.
A movie.
I know.
Oh, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, obviously.
That's three movies.
It's like 30 hours.
What, a box set. That's fine.
Okay, box set. Sure.
Box set, yeah. And person. I'd bring Yari, I guess.
He's not a person. He's a snake.
That's a snake, yeah.
We let people bring pets if they want, you know.
All right. My bad.
Who would you get sick of?
It's got to be an animal.
Can we pick animals? Can we pick pets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, super easy. Pets. People, it's a little harder to choose.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Who would you never get sick of?
I don't know. It's a tough one.
I guess I'd bring my girlfriend Sophie.
Classic.
Hey, she cooks good.
she cooks good.
No, we're a good team. I would bring Room on Fire by the Strokes.
Nice.
And I'd bring, for a movie, Forrest Gump.
Nice.
Damn right. I fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot my album.
I think I got mine. For person, oh man, that's actually tough. How long am I on this island? For the rest of my life?
For the rest of your goddamn life.
The eye rub, the immediate eye rub.
I know. Stressing about this question, this hypothetical question.
Yep.
I know, right? Actually, Donna, you can go first.
Dude, I was like, this is my Desert Island album, and I don't remember what it was.
This is like Dookie?
No.
Is it like...
That's going to be mine.
Yeah.
There's plenty of copies of Dookie to go around if you guys both want it.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh my God. I'm super mad right now. Well, I would bring my log deck to my person. And I'd bring Spirited Away, my movie.
It's a good one.
Nice.
Album?
Probably American Idiot or...
No, I don't think so, honestly.
Black Parade?
Black...
No.
Black Parade's a pretty good one.
Damn, I really truly had it.
Sucks.
I know.
Apparently you don't love it that much.
I must not. I mean, I don't know. I'm just mad
I can
that
answer. I have
my original answer.
What was your original answer?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I would go my cat Mochi just so I don't hurt anyone's feelings, you know? And then The Departed, I think, for a movie. Because, like, it's not even my favorite movie, but it's, like, the twist always, like, shocks me, even though, like, I've seen it a million times. And then, like, I feel like it's got to be a thriller if you're, like, out there by yourself, too.
Yeah.
And then I think Dookie, because I know I'm going to listen to it and feel nostalgic and feel good about it, and that's it.
Yeah. All
right. Donnie, coming back to you one more time for an album.
I don't know. I guess Dookie. That's all my default.
Double Dookie.
There you go. Yeah.
Wait, what was your movie, Donnie?
Spirited Away.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. It's kind of an album, too, if you think about it. Or, like, I guess all of the movies are.
Yeah.
True.
So iconic music.
Yeah, the score is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So as I said, that's all the questions we have today. Is there anything that you guys like to plug?
The album. For
the album. Please listen to the album. And tell all your friends about it, please.
And yeah, just keep an eye out if we're going to be around. We probably will be.
Yeah, we're going. We're going to be around.
Yeah, we'll be playing some shows. So just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
But definitely listen to the album. Hope you love it as much as I do.
Aw, that's cute.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you. This guy's been Grumpster, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.